In this segment, we're going to bring to your attention a couple of films which touch on important topics in certainly different ways. The first opens in theaters on Friday, October 12th. It presents the issue of abortion in a way never before done by focusing on an individual named Kermit Gosnell. The reasons? Gosnell was a purported protector of women's health issues who, through his methods, enablers, and excusers, in fact perpetrated torture and murder upon women and countless unborn babies, while the news media and some in official positions did all they could to keep Gosnell's actions and even his trial under wraps. My next guest, along with his co-author, Anne McElhinney, brought the truth to light via their best-selling book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer, which is the basis for the film Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. With us now to talk about the story is Phelan McElhinney. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
And you can learn more about the movie at gosnellmovie.com and also, of course, amazon.com to get Ann and Phelan's book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. Brief background on Kermit Gosnell, his image versus reality. How different?
Well, I mean, he was Young Philadelphian of the Year. He was nominated for Young Philadelphian of the Year in 1974. He seemed to be a pillar of the community. But behind the closed doors of 3801 Lancaster in Philadelphia, he was a mass murderer. He's America's biggest serial killer. And on top of that, he sold opioids as well as little sideline. So he murdered babies, he murdered his patients, and he sold opioids to addicts.
Which, ironically, as you tell in your book, if it wasn't for that extra greed on his part, he might have never been found out.
Yeah, it was a drug investigation that brought the people into his premises. I mean, the abortion clinics in Philadelphia are supposed to be inspected. It was a so-called pro-choice Republican governor who got in, Tom Ridge, in 2000, and decided that the law didn't say what the law actually said, and then he got his lawyers to say, oh, no, you don't have to inspect the clinics every year. So until the drug raid, no official had looked at that clinic for 17 years.
It's incredible, and the fact, too, that the movie, as the title indicates, versus your book, which is the complete picture, but the movie focuses more on the legal side, at least that's what I'm gathering by the trailer. How much do you think this addition of the visual is adding to what you and Anne accomplished with your book?
Oh, it's very, very essential. I mean, you know, not everyone will read a book. Most people will watch a movie, especially a movie about a true crime and a movie, you know, about a trial. I want to emphasize to people, there's nothing gory in this film. There's nothing, you know, we don't show anything. There's nothing off-putting. It's PG-13, so you can bring your teenage children to it. It's like a Law & Order episode. And I suppose, you know, everyone watches Law & Order. Everyone watches NCIS. And that's why we made it like that. We want everyone to watch this. And that's why we want everyone to come out on the opening weekend. Hollywood wants us to feel, mainstream media wants us to feel, but the opening weekend is crucial to show that it's successful. So we need the big crowd. We don't need you coming on the second weekend or even during the week. We need you to come on that opening weekend, the 12th of October.
I can just imagine, too, when this film has the success of the box office that it has, it's going to irritate a lot of people who don't want the story to be told. And fortunately, between you and the filmmakers, they are getting this done. Even the funding for the film came up with an objection. The initial crowdfunding site wouldn't accept the project.
Yeah. We've made like five projects through Kickstarter, you know, through crowdfunding. And we trucked up the Kickstarter again. And they're supposed to give you a go-ahead 24 hours after you submit your project. And then no response. And we eventually wrote over to, look, guys, this is getting serious. So they wrote back and said, you just can't use the word murdered. You just can't use the word murdered, even though, and we're going, but he was convicted of murder. I know, they said, but using the word murdered would offend our community guidelines. And, you know, and I wrote back, I said, I don't want to be part of any community that means you have to lie. So we pulled our project off Kickstarter and went to Indiegogo, another crowdfunding site. And, we raised $2.3 million in 45 days from 30,000 people. And it worked.
Thankfully for that, too. We're talking with Phelan McAleer, who, along with Anne McElhinney, are the co-authors of the book Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. Basis for the film opening October 12th, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, gosnellmovie.com. You can see the trailer, find out where it's playing near you. And certainly, if you don't find it playing near you, call your local theater, because here's a little dirty secret about the movie theaters. They want your money. And how do they get your money? By running films that they know you're going to show up to see. So the more people that call your local theater, the more eager, shall we say, your local theater will be to take Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. So if you don't find it near you, you have the power to change that. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Gosnell, to this day, doesn't think he did anything wrong, does he?
No, he doesn't. No. He believes that he's innocent, that history will vindicate him. And totally innocent, totally innocent, even though he's as guilty as sin.
Both in your book and this movie brings about the enablers of Gosnell, as well as the heroes who took him down. Probably the head of the class has to be Assistant DA Christine Wexler. And as you write in your book, and certainly the movie's going to show, this was a heavy case. She could not lose this.
Yeah, I mean, you're prosecuting an abortion doctor for murder. The other hero is the cop, Jim Woods, who got interested in these unexplained deaths of patients and really went in hard. Yeah, but Christine Wexler and Joanne Pescatore, by the way, and Ed Cameron, are prosecuting an abortion doctor for murder in a liberal state like Philadelphia or like Pennsylvania. It's a high-risk strategy. You need to get it right. You can't fail. Yeah. So Ed Cameron, Joanne Pescatore, and Christine Wexler.
With the, again, the film laying heavy on the legal side of things, too, although it does do the setup as far as Jim Wood's role and everything else, like you alluded to. When the jury hears details of Gosnell's acts versus what is the Planned Parenthood painted image of legal abortion, how much of a turning point do you think was that as far as a legal case? Because the defense just has to create doubt, and they can pretty up a pig as much as you can, and you could probably fool one person. That's the odds are in something like this are really heavy against the prosecution.
Actually, funny, it was actually the opposite.
Really?
The problem was that the jury, when they heard about legal abortions and what that was, they realized that what Gosnell was doing wasn't that far removed. So they realized how ugly an abortion was. And they didn't have to pretty up Gosnell's, the defense tried to paint Gosnell as just working in a working class environment, in a minority environment, with a bit dirty, a bit sloppy. But hey, look what a real abortion is like, and that was the thing. For example, during the trial, they had a good abortionist, the proper doctor there. And the defense asked her, what happens if a baby's born alive? And she said, it doesn't happen. Well, it could happen. It does happen. And then she goes, yes, it can happen. And what happens? And she says, well, we give it comfort care. And nobody knew what comfort care was. So the lawyer said, what's comfort care? And she goes, we put the baby aside, keep it warm. Eventually it will pass. And the jury were going, so you can let a baby die of dehydration and starvation, and that's okay. A live baby. But if Gosnell, he stabbed these babies. So that's murder. That's capital murder. So if you take action to kill someone, that's murder. If you let them die by neglect and starvation, that's perfectly legal. You get paid for that. You get to be a character witness for that. And the jury had issues with that.
It's amazing doing this, as Anne and Phelan write in Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Killer, it's snapping of the necks, it's dumping the living babies in the toilet, and as they're literally swimming to try to save themselves, will stab them while they're in the toilet floating. It was a house of horrors.
It was a house of horrors. Now, and again, I want to emphasize, the movie is not a house of horrors.
No. Colorful. And that was important too, because you want this to be, for lack of a better phrase, user friendly, to have people understand the actions and the reality of the story, which had long been attempted to be extinguished by officials, the media, many points in between. So for as many people to be exposed to the story, not necessarily the gory elements in the visual, in the detail, yeah, because that was just part of the testimony, but it was important to make this as user-friendly as possible, and it certainly is. And again, I encourage you to go to the website for the film, Gosnell, the Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, gosnellmovie.com. Find out where it's playing near you. It opens on Friday, October 12th. If it's not playing near you, get on the phone, call your local theater to insist that it be played near you, because it's important for truth and reality to come out. And certainly Ann and Phelim did that with their book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. And that is continuing now with the film, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. Again, the website, gosnellmovie.com. Phelim McAleer, thanks so much for the way that you and Ann have indeed preserved and presented the truth, the reality of a living demon here on this earth. And thanks for being here today.
No, thank you for having us on. Thanks. It's been a pleasure.